Welcome to A Year with Matthew 25, a podcast from the Office of Theology and Worship of the Presbyterian Church USA. This podcast connects readings from the Gospel of Matthew with the Church's Matthew 25 vision of building congregational vitality, dismantling structural racism, and eradicating systemic poverty. As the Sundays after Pentecost continue, the Revised Common Lectionary passes through the center of the Gospel of Matthew. This section of Matthew's Gospel finds the disciples in frequent situations of conflict and controversy, debate and danger, as Jesus' words and actions put him at odds with religious leaders, political authorities, societal norms, and cultural expectations. The Church's work to eradicate systemic poverty, dismantle structural racism, and build congregational vitality draws the people of God into similar dilemmas. Jesus' call to faith and faithfulness is often countercultural, socially unacceptable, politically unpopular, and even scandalous to certain religious sensibilities. Yet, those who undertake this work also come to know the gifts and blessings of following Jesus, the hope and joy of life in the Spirit, and the grace and peace that come from God alone. The passages from Matthew that frame this sermon series exemplify this tension. In the beginning, Jesus promises, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." At the end, Jesus warns, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross." The yoke is the cross, but it is easy and light because Christ is the one who shoulders its true weight. The preaching and music suggestions in this 9-week summer series explore the challenging nature of the gospel of Jesus Christ, specifically with respect to these three priorities for the PCUSA: systemic poverty, structural racism, and congregational vitality. Topics rotate, not always in the same order, according to the themes and images of the biblical passages. By the end of the summer, congregations will have had the opportunity to engage each of these topics 3 times and from a variety of approaches. A reading from Matthew, chapter 13, verses 31 through 33, and 44 through 52. God's kingdom is like a tiny seed, yeast, a treasure, a pearl, a net.
Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then, in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding 1 pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, "Yes." And he said to them, "Therefore, Every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old.
Small moments and subtle actions sometimes make a big difference in the struggle to challenge structural racism and white supremacy. Can you think of people who have been a mustard seed, a measure of leaven, a hidden treasure, or a pearl of great price?
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
Holy God, you are just in all your ways, and your commandments are the greatest of treasures. Teach us to love you with all our hearts and to love our neighbors as ourselves, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Thank you for listening to A Year with Matthew 25, a podcast from the Office of Theology and Worship of the Presbyterian Church USA. Please like, share, and subscribe. Scripture passages are drawn primarily from the Revised Common Lectionary and are adapted from the New Revised Standard Version Updated Edition. Today's reader is
Kim Long.
Hymns are from Glory to God, the Presbyterian Hymnal, and are in the public domain. Musical recordings are by Philip Morgan. Prayers come from the 2018 Book of Common Worship. You can visit pcusa.org/Matthew25 to learn more about the Matthew 25 vision of the Presbyterian Church USA.